Graduation season is here. College seniors are about to leave school with a diploma and a lot of debt, often. School loans will have to be repaid, student credit cards have to be paid off, and mom and dad may not be as willing to help out with extra cash. To help graduates sort through money issues, we turn to Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and she's a regular personal finance contributor to Day to Day. Michelle, how big a problem is student debt?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. On average, students are graduating with about $18,000 to $20,000 in student loan debt, an average of about $3,000 on their credit cards. And if you're a graduate student, it's double that. So it's a big problem for people who are starting off their new life after having attended college.
That's like a home mortgage used to be. I mean, that's a lot of money for a student graduating with that much debt. What's the first thing they should do?
Well, first thing they should do is sit down once they hopefully have a job and figure out a budget. I mean, this student loan is going to take a significant part of their income in addition to rent, car payments, all the things that mommy and daddy might have been taking care of.
Right.
So they need to get a handle of what's coming in and what's going out. And this is a good time for them to sit down with their budget because the student loan rate has just dipped again to the lowest level ever. The rates are just a bit above 3%, and if you're just graduating in this sort of interim period for 6 months, you can get a rate as low as 2.8%. So this is the time to consider whether it's appropriate for you to consolidate some of that student loan debt.
Is there a way to reduce the overall debt level?
Well, I think consolidation is one way. You know, if you've got a federally backed loan, you have the option to consolidate your loans. And you may not get those low rates that I talked about, but you could get a really good rate if you bundle all those loans together. And that's one way to reduce some of that student loan debt.
Michelle, do you hear from students? I mean, are you able to draw conclusions about kind of common mistakes that graduates make?
Oh, absolutely. I hear from them all the time. I mean, they get out and they think that, you know, a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 salary is going to go a long way. And it can if you know how to handle your expenses. But they get out and I hear them talking about their clothing budget is going to be like several hundred dollars a month. Or they want to get, you know, this nice new car at $20,000. Or they want to get that fancy apartment. They try to do too much too soon. And I have advice for those mom and dads out there. You know, listen, don't bail them out. Let them stand on their own two financial feet. Lots of parents with these kids who racked up this credit card debt feel obligated to help them out. The best way you can help them is to show them how to pay that debt down because you don't want to start their new financial life off leaning on you and then they never get a handle of this debt.
How about saving for retirement when you're starting out? I mean, that just seems so far away.
It does. But you know what? One of the best things on their side is time. I mean, I was investing in my 20s, but I wish I was even more aggressive than I was. I mean, you've got many years to build up the account. So it doesn't really matter. Well, it does matter what the market does. But you've got times for the market to go up and down and do all the crazy things that it does. If you wait till you're 30, you've got to put more away. If you wait till you're 40, you've got to even double that. So the time to put money in your retirement fund is in your 20s. That's the perfect time. And please, please, if you're graduating from college, make sure you begin to put away at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.